Hey, it's Adam Carolla. You may know him from putting his body on the line in Jackass, but now Johnny Knoxville is bringing you the wildest stories from the bravest folks he knows on his newest podcast, Pretty Sure I Can Fly. With his co-host, Elna Baker, they have incredible firsthand accounts from folks who surfed 100-foot waves, ride 600 miles per hour in a rocket sled, and wrestle crocodiles just for fun. They've been talking with brave souls who throw caution to the wind and push the boundaries of what humans are capable of. Or, as Johnny would say, they're talking to people who have more balls than a bowling alley. I'm Pretty Sure I Can Fly. Johnny and Elna bring you personal stories from unsung heroes that are part comedy, part adrenaline, and all heart. These are the inspirational, hold my beer stories that will make you want to grab the bull by the horns. Literally and figuratively. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly right now, early and free, right now on Wondery Plus.
Welcome back to part two of today's Carolla Classics. Let's keep the clips rolling. This one is a listener request. It's from Randy. He writes in from Omaha, Nebraska. He says, "Hey guys, I want to hear that live show with Artie Lang and Howie Mandel. I remember being so funny that I had to listen to it again the next day. I haven't been to a live show, but this one would have made me been the Woodstock of all your live shows. Wish I would have been there." All right, Randy. Yes, I love when people re-listen right away. It's just such a great compliment that you want to hear that immediately again. So this one goes down as a classic. From New York, we had Howie Mandel and Artie Lang.
Adam Carolla Show, 1526. Howie Mandel, Artie Lang, Gina Grad, Brian Bishop. March of 2015. Adam's on the world publicity tour for Road Hard. He's doing the New York City legs of the tour, promoting the movie being finally released after all the years of production and crowdfunding. And this is a killer live show with Howie and Artie both on stage. Two of, like, maybe the most extreme examples of differing comedian body type and then lifestyle. Hilarious antics involved throughout. And then we get part two, will play tomorrow on the Carolla Classics feed. Make sure you subscribe to that feed so you hear both shows. Every week can we put out a second episode with additional clips. Until then, check out part one of Adam Carolla Show 1526.
Live from Caroline's on Broadway in New York City, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest tonight, Howie Mandel. And now, you can't shake his hand either, because he just beat off Adam Carolla!
Get it on, got to get it on, no choice but to get it on, mandate, get it on, thank you so much. We're coming out tonight. I'm Adam Carolla, that's Howie Mandel over here.
Thank you.
Lang is going to be joining us on stage in a couple of moments. Alec Baldwin is not.
So Alec Baldwin couldn't make it. He lives here in town. Artie is late from Jersey, and I came in from fucking L.A., and I'm early.
We have a word for guys like you that my people use. It's called mensch. Google it when you get back to the hotel. Yeah, exactly. Mensch. It means mensch. Just
look it
a
up.
Good,
look it up.
Solid guy. No, honestly, Daniel Baldwin is the one you want anyway. I mean, honestly, you're going to do a live show. Thank you guys so much for coming out. And thank you once again to Howie, who was here. He was here before me.
Well,
it seemed like only last week I was talking to Alec Baldwin, and I said, "Alec, you want to come out and do the podcast, or do you just want to come out and hang out and watch the Road Hard premiere,
right,
or do you just want to go out and have drinks after the show?" And he said, "All three." That's when I knew we were
doing. But not with you.
Not. That's right. Scarlett Johansson, he meant all three for,
right.
Not my shitty Jufro and my crappy film. Thank you, guys. How many folks are hanging out and watching the movie after this? Oh, good. I'm excited about this. And then how many of you folks do I have to fucking eat dinner with after that? So, yeah.
This guy.
This guy. Just me and this guy.
Woo! Woo!
All fucking night.
All right. I got some stuff I wanted to complain about. First off, I must say the weather's horrific. I'm walking like a drunk person who's lost his contact lens. I'm going through the street. Like I'm walking through the street like I have like elephantitis of the nutsack. Like I'm walking.
What does that do?
I'm walking. Of gravity. Yeah, I'm walking like a linebacker dropping into his hook zone. It's not a Jewy thing. Sorry, but I'm walking with very deliberately. You know,
right.
and I like it. But the other thing I like, and I know the weather's shit outside, but I like the big coats because I have pockets. And in L.A., I don't have pockets. I have blue jeans and a T-shirt, and I got a bunch of shit, and I want to make the move to the fanny pack, but I can't do it.
Two words for you. Cargo pants.
Cargo pants.
Have you ever actually tried to haul cargo in your pants?
No. I don't think any douche who's ever worn cargo pants has ever...
I don't even know what they are. I've seen commercials for cargo pants.
Yeah, yeah. You know the other guy I like the guy who has the pant short possibility combination, which is if it ever gets too hot, I can unzip the last 14 inches of this material and drop it down like a gator over my keds.
I've got that.
But you've never used it.
I have used it. I got long pants and shorts all for the price of one. That is Jewy.
Jewy is you buy a vest with no sleeves and then use the bottom of the pants and zip them on and make a jacket out of it. That's Jewy. What has been utilized less? The pants that unzip into shorts or the old school reversible jacket? Remember that? Like the reversible jacket was like the sofa that folds out into a bed. It's the world's most uncomfortable sofa that folds out into the world's shittiest futon with a fucking bar between it.
Isn't everything we buy possibly reversible? Why pay extra for a reversible jacket? This shirt is reversible.
That's
true.
These
pants are reversible.
No.
You may not like the way they look. But it's fucking reversible.
You get hit by the right bus, your skin is reversible.
You're right.
All right, so how are you doing America's Got Talent out
right
here
now,
right now?
You know what's really funny? Because it's NBC's number one summer show. So they shoot us. They've been shooting at me and Howard and Heidi and Mel. We do these, you know, interviews. You see us in the car, like in the car on the way. We go, this is day one. And then they go, cut, we got to do it again. I said, what happened? Well, we saw snow. There was snow. It's got to be a summer show. They don't let us wear coats. We're in the back of a fucking, I'm freezing my ass off.
Yeah.
And nothing's reversible. I'm in the back of the car and I'm going, oh, what a great summer we're having.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize so much acting was involved in judging.
Well, speaking of acting, Howie's in my movie, and Howie does a fucking fantastic job.
Thank you. Please. Remain seated. That's crazy.
Back to the mensch part, when I asked Howie to be in my movie, he said, fine. He didn't need to read the script. He didn't need to talk to his agent or his manager. He just said, fine. And then we said, can we shoot it at your facility? And he said, anything for you.
Anything.
Which is so sweet and so nice of you.
And you said, show up tonight. And I was right here. And I said, can you send a car? And you said, no. You said no, which was nice of you. So I got here. I didn't know what. I looked out the window and I left at 10:30 this morning. You said I got here before. I've been here for 7 fucking hours.
Wow.
And Artie from Jersey is not here yet. Alec is not showing up.
By the way, not a good sign. We're backstage in the green room. And,
oh, show them. Somebody go get the card that's on the green room door. Go get the card. Your producer stands on the card in front of me with a Sharpie. He's just crossing out names of people that aren't.
Yes. We had a couple of things. I saw a guy right here. Here's not a good sign. I'll ask Artie about this when he gets up on stage. But you should never
be. Is he here?
he's not far out.
You know that he said that to me like an hour and a half ago.
He's en route. He's en route. Pretend it's summer. So I said, there's a subtly insulting line of questions that you engaged in backstage, which is when we said Artie's on his way.
Right.
You said, does he drive himself? By the way, if that ever happens to you, that means you're old as fuck or newly sober or tried to fall on a crocheting needle or something.
Well, I didn't mean
you that. Said you wouldn't have said that about me.
No, I wouldn't.
You said in a very nervous, chewy voice with a lot of concern, does he drive?
And what's the answer?
He has a driver, so your suspicion... Your suspicion was fulfilled. I saw a guy, speaking of driving, I saw a guy with the pedicab tonight.
No, it's you didn't.
Tonight.
No, you didn't.
It's fucking 13 degrees outside. There's snow everywhere. There's slush everywhere else. And this guy's just trucking it down the middle of Fifth on the pedicab.
Did he have a passenger?
No, he didn't have a passenger. Why would someone subject themselves to that? And by the way...
Honey, they give you a blanket.
Yeah, I know. Like,
you know, you see those people in Central Park. In Central Park, what I've noticed... They're not pedicabs. What do you call them? Hansom cabs? The
horse-drawn ones?
The horse-drawn ones.
Yes. Carriage.
The carriage. I run. But I run. So I see... You know, and I really don't know New York that well, being
an LA guy.
An LA guy. So I run, and I swear to you, so these people sit, tourists sit in these carriages, and they're driven through Central Park, and I think it's a tour, or they're always... At the same spot, I've heard five different fucking stories. Those tours are bullshit. Those guys with those horses... don't know anything about the park, yet they point out to idiot tourists.
Yeah.
You go, you know what that is? And every day at the same building, I heard a different story.
That's Abe Lincoln's cabin right there. That's where he was born. That's where he was conceived.
And the next day?
Mount Rushmore? Well, it's cloudy, but if the you know, obviously when the weather parts, well, anyway, it's there. Trust me. Elvis was shot... just beyond those pine trees over there. Yeah, they don't know shit.
They don't know shit.
But my
people are going, and in German, you just, honey, this is a cabin. Lincoln. Yeah.
Lincoln, right. Speaking of Lincoln and logs, those carriages, you can either sit facing this way or you can sit in that weird Southwest flight seat where you face this way.
Right.
For me, I don't like to face the way I'm not going, usually.
You
know
what
I mean?
Don't you want to see where you were?
I do want to see where I was. I usually like to see where I'm going. Like when you sit in an airplane, it's nice to go face forward. But I do not want to see a Clydesdale shit in a burlap bag.
Right.
So for that reason... I flip the script and I go this way.
Right. You know what it is? It's like visual reminiscing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's
remember
where I was.
Remember when we were over there?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that homeless guy. He used to be that way.
Right.
Now he's here.
But when you're sitting that way...
Oh, he just vomited into a bag. That's awesome, honey. Honey, you're missing a lot.
But facing that way with just the sense of smell... Mm-hmm. Is, you know, because you're now closer to the end
you're
of the horse.
Closer to the ass.
To that bag. So mm-hmm. you're looking where you were, mm-hmm. but you're smelling right here.
Can I ask this? The technology, the incredible, probably, you know, I'm sure NASA and the space programs got involved with this, the burlap sack that we strap to the horse's ass so it can shit into it and not on the ground.
Right.
So the douchebag and the rollerblades doesn't go ass over tea kettle in horse shit. Which, by the way, I don't care if you got fucked up worse than Bono or Bono or whatever he's calling himself these days.
One of them's a friend of Cher's.
All right. By the way, when Bono hit that tree when he was skiing, someone should have told Bono, you better take it easy on that mountain bike, dude.
Well, you know why he hit the hit tree? A giant piece of horse shit.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Frozen horse shit. He didn't evade it. Well, I'm saying I would laugh pretty hard if I knew one of my friends got busted up badly because they hit a bad patch of horse shit. Brown ice, I think they call it. But... But let me just say this. I live in a neighborhood. You might live in one of these neighborhoods where there's like horse trails.
I do.
And stuff now. Yes. And I never have a horse, but I have kids and a dog, and I like to ride them on occasion. You know,
right.
Not one, obviously, that's too much, but all three spread out, you know, just carrying me, you know, stiff as a board,
you
light
know,
as a
riding
feather.
Your children out of context is not politically correct.
You're probably right. So we walk down the horse trail, and then my daughter steps in horse shit. And then I thought to myself, the biggest... And now, by the way, if you have a chihuahua and you walk that thing down the same trail and it takes a shit and you don't pick it up and put it in a bag, you're going to get a stink eye from Mrs. Kravitz, right?
Right.
But if your massive animal takes a huge dump in the middle of this trail, you don't have to stop and pick it up. What the fuck? I can't ride my dog, but I must pick up its fecal matter. You get to ride your pet, and I got to step in its shit. But that's ass backwards to me, Howie Mandel.
There is something wrong with it, but there is something wrong with accidentally stepping in horse shit. The pile of horse shit is not something that one should miss. A little piece of dog feces is easy to miss.
Understood.
But this is a mogul. A brown mogul.
Yeah, but when you got the earbuds in and the Yanni's blaring and you're fucking power walking with purpose, you could step in hippo flop and not know it at that point.
You know,
I'm fucking in a zone when I hit that horse trail.
In my neighborhood, I did this, and I've talked about this before, but in my neighborhood, I wanted to do something. I wasn't trying to be funny, but my wife loves animals. And for her birthday 2 years ago, I live in a horse community. Mm-hmm. For her birthday, I called a Hollywood Animals.
Okay.
And I said, what do you have? Like, what's the biggest thing you have? And they said, we have an elephant. And I rented the elephant. Have we talked about this before?
No, never talked about
this. Okay, well, I rented an elephant, and it was like a surprise for my wife. I wish I could show. I have it on my phone. I could show a picture. Maybe later I'll get it. But I rented the elephant, and they came early.
Pass the phone around. By the time the story ends, it'll get to the back of the room. There'll be big laughs.
But I thought it was a good idea. But the elephant arrived. They ship it in a big transport truck that would hold like five. Pardon me?
The shit everywhere, somebody said.
Yeah, but what do you... Let me tell the story. And that's
Howard's
like the world's
professional.
Worst psychic. You get the world's worst psychic. You got an elephant? Shit everywhere, right? The shit everywhere?
They eat a metric ton of
peanuts
every
alert.
Day. Let's see. Let me do the math on that. All right.
But anyway,
yes.
So the elephant arrives, and it's giant. You don't realize how big... You see elephants at the zoo, but when you see them in your backyard...
Yeah.
They're bigger in person.
Yeah, I know.
And then I thought I was being like really cool and over the top and romantic. I went, honey, come downstairs, come to the backyard. And she walks in the backyard and there's one Mexican man, only one guy.
One guy.
One guy and an elephant. And she went, fuck, what's going on? And I said, happy birthday. But that's all. I don't plan and I don't think. Like, I don't even know how this story is going to end. But the thing is that I didn't cater. I didn't invite anybody.
Just the elephant.
And the Mexican guy, he came with the elephant. I didn't know that, but he was there. He had a stick. There's a 9,000-pound elephant, and there's a Mexican guy with a twig. How safe is that?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Was she like...
That's out of the house. That's later on this afternoon. Later on in the afternoon.
Wow, you did get a full-size elephant in your
full
backyard.
A full fucking size elephant. Wait. I didn't order sandwich. Nothing.
What's and the elephant going to eat?
No friends. Nobody's invited over. My wife's in the backyard. And they won't take... The elephant has a 14-hour minimum because they don't want to put it back in the truck so you're good to... And 14 fucking hours. It's in the backyard. And I live in L.A. Wait.
Hey, Artie Lang's here, everybody.
Artie.
Good to see you, buddy.
I'm a fan of this.
That was the driver.
Wow.
Sorry.
Dude, you know how my Percocet dealer was late?
we're right in the middle. Howie's telling an elephant story.
Okay. Right. So
this
is my
the
cue?
Elephant in the room.
The elephant, I feel like those guys on Laverne and Shirley. Hello.
That's my house, Artie.
Is that your house?
That's my house, and that's an elephant in my backyard.
That's like me with a fat chick in my apartment.
Yeah, but she doesn't.
Guys have elephants in their fucking house. I don't belong here right
now. She doesn't get to stay 14 hours.
So first,
sorry, go ahead.
So anyway, I'll
yeah, it's a 14-hour minimum on the elephant.
They won't
it
put
can't
the elephant back in the
them.
Truck. It's got to stay in my backyard. And it's L.A. It's my wife's birthday's in May. It's 100 degrees.
Yeah.
So then the guy says to me, can we have to wet the elephant? Do you have a hose? So yeah, I got a hose. So now he's standing there and he's spraying the elephant. And as he sprays the elephant, the ground is turning to mud, and the elephant's heavy. It starts sinking in, and yeah. I hear the sprinkler system cracking and breaking.
And Howie, next time, just take the bitch to the La Brea Tar Pits and call it a fucking day. I mean, I don't mean that any disrespect, but what I'm saying is they have fiberglass elephants.
No, it's like the same rules with fat chicks, the hosing down, everything.
And my wife is going, you're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot. Why the fuck would you? And you didn't make a plan. There's no plan. I go, this is a plan. This is a plan. Don't say I didn't make a happy fucking birthday to you, bitch. And then, so wait. And then I got a call, because this would remind me of the story. We live in a horse community. The Horse Trails Committee calls me, and they said, we're having complaints that horses are getting spooked because they say they see an elephant in the backyard.
Wow. Wait a minute. It's weird because horses are freaked out by shit bigger than them. Elephants are freaked out by mouse. Right. Where's the math?
I don't know.
There's no nature math at all.
How politically correct is that? The horse community. Only in L.A. Who gives a shit? We let our horse community shit on the street out here.
It would be a great conversation to have with Artie Lang. The horse community. Listen, I don't care if the whores have organized or unionized. Just send one over. You understand they're shitting in the yard? Good. Let them evacuate their bowels before they come up to the apartment.
The money I've lost on horses, they can go fuck themselves.
You live in the... in the whores community.
Right. The whores. That's right.
The whores community.
With
it's a gated whores community. There's...
I teed that up for you, my
friend. Yes, there's a pathway right to your house.
Well, they had to put the gate up when one of the whores tried to escape.
Right. But you get to ride the whores. Right?
Now, it's very embarrassing when you leave the room to take a shit and you ask the whore to clap her hands so she doesn't steal anything.
Unbroken. Right.
I hear you stop clapping, you're out of here, bitch.
Plus, it's
how do you know that's not the sound of her thigh? She's going like this and taking shit.
Believe me, when I shit after room service, it sounds like James Caan getting shot in The Godfather.
All right. But plus, it's got to be nice to drop a deuce and hear a smattering of applause from the gallery. You know what I mean?
Thank it's like
you.
Getting applause.
Yeah,
it?
It's like not my best work, but I'm pretty proud of it. Yeah. So, all right. Now,
so
did you and your... You and your wife had to address the elephant in the yard.
No, I got the call from the horse community. So
the horse community. That's right.
Deny, horse. Deny, deny. So I went, what did you just say? They said people are calling and complaining that the horses on the trail are getting spooked by an elephant in your yard. And I go, did you just fucking hear what you said? My wife has been sitting out in the yard for an hour now, and they went, I'm so sorry, Mr. Mandela.
How he fucked up. Yeah, I was hosing my wife down. I mean, she's in the yard.
What does the horse yard. What does the horse community say to start a conversation on the phone? Nay now. That's for you Stern fans. Nay now.
So anyway, the horse, and then the elephant, it saw the palm trees. And the elephant started removing. It just grabbed with its trunk. It grabbed it and pulled out all the palm trees, and then it was eating the shit off the palm. And then the elephant started defecating. And you talk about your chihuahua shit compared to horse shit. An elephant. There's a fucking building. It's a high rise of shit. It is. You've never seen piles like this. So, and then finally,
a terrorist was this close to flying a plane into it.
Yeah.
It's that fucking big.
Pick up the CD. I'm sure the DVD, Butt Bongo Fiesta, Howard Stern. At the end of it, they just have a camera on an elephant shitting. It's the funniest fucking thing you'll ever see for an hour.
Or it's a tape from my wife's birthday party.
But by the way, I know Howie's here because the clean mics are here tonight.
Oh, yeah. That's true. We got the good mics. Yeah.
Were they filthy last night?
Well, yeah. The ones last night had...
it was like Hep C from Domerera.
They're dented with a snot rocket on them. But
the best part of the story was the next day. No, I'm kind of finished the story. But the next part...
Have we not got the best
story,
part?
I told him he could stay in Newark, but he insisted.
But just seeing the gardener show up the next day, the gardener walks into my backyard. There's fucking holes like 3 feet deep. There's piles of shit higher than the ceiling. Jesus. The trees are out of the ground, all over the ground. And they say to my wife, what happened?
Right.
She goes, I had a birthday party. She never explained.
I have learned from watching enough videos on YouTube that the only people that have anything to fear from an elephant are Indian dudes under 125 pounds. They're the only ones that get their ass kicked by an elephant. You never see Artie Lang getting fucking manhandled or roughed up by an elephant.
I don't put myself in that situation.
Yeah.
You've elephant. Never been to a circus?
Sure. I was a kid. As a matter of fact, that was just in the news. The Ringling Brothers, they were forced to get rid of all their... Did you see the elephant community got mad? A true story. It was just on the CNN. They had to get rid of all the elephants because they were getting protested every fucking show.
So where does one get rid of their elephants?
An elephant sanctuary in the middle of Florida.
My wife's birthday party.
Right.
Yeah, or the Mandel House.
Yeah. You either get the crazy lesbian who bought herself a parcel in Simi Valley and is going to channel all her love that she can't put toward a man into these bees. Or you get the formerly hot blonde who's now sunblasted and 56 and she's going to make it right again with these noble creatures. It's always a fucking disaster, right?
It is.
All right. So, Artie Lang, I should give...
I'm sorry, I'm
no,
late, man.
I want to give Artie and Howie a plug, by the way. Artie, wrong one. Ah, yes, Artie Quitter is where you go. Subscribe to the podcast. That's right.
Listen
one
to me.
Word, right. Artie Quitter. Subscribe now.
Spell like Quitter, right?
At ArtieQuitter.com. Howie, you're on the biggest show on TV.
That's right.
I don't have anything to plug.
You got some live dates coming up, right?
Do I?
March 13th.
I didn't know.
You're going to be the Peppermill Hotel and Casino in West...
Yeah, but not...
Nevada, yeah.
In Nevada. But I'm not doing a show there. I'm just taking my wife there for dinner.
Yeah, well, it says you're going to be there. Hey, can I ask you guys about this? I did this, and you guys tell me, speaking of the wife, if you think this is uncouth.
Right.
But I went out for a nice evening with my wife. We sat down at a restaurant, just the two of us, across from each other, by the way, like fucking human beings, not you assholes who sit next to each other and make me look like a dickhead. You people and the ones that say your wife's your best fucking friend, or I want to fucking kill all
That's
of you.
That's ridiculous.
You're fucking my relationship up.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, my wife didn't crack my top 25. She's great with the kids, but...
I get that.
I don't have to explain jokes to my best friend.
I get that from my friends when I date a younger chick. They're always like, oh, you don't really love her because you can't talk about like the same shit like movies and music. I said, I'll make you a deal, Tony. I'll talk about Caddyshack with you and I'll fuck her. I think everyone's happy with that.
I know. Ways to get that too. Like, hey, that chick's only sucking your dick because you're on MTV. That's why I got on MTV, you idiots.
Hello, welcome to the fucking world.
I was fucking swinging a hammer in Van Nuys. I didn't get much of this. Jesus Christ. All right, anyway, she's a delight. And we're sitting across from each other at the restaurant, and we get the pasta or whatever it is, and the guy comes around with the big wooden pepper mill. And he's going, does anyone want some pepper on the salad? Yeah. And I say, yeah. And she says, yeah. And the guy goes to hit her first. And I said, why don't you hit me first? And he said, why? And I said, because I'm going to die first, and I'm paying for this shit. I'm going to die 7 years before she dies. She's younger than me now, so she's going to just lease a Ferrari and fuck one of my friends.
Makes sense.
I'm going to bankroll the whole thing.
Right.
I'm paying for this dinner tonight. The least I could do is get my fucking pepper first. That's all I'm asking for.
You're looking,
just pepper first. A little something for the fellas, huh?
You're looking at the future Mrs. Kimmel.
All right. We're going to do a little blah, blah, blog. Now, blah, blah, blog. You've not, played with us.
I haven't, no.
No. We read actual blogs from actual celebrities, luminaries, whoever, and we try to guess. We'll get a selection, but we get to guess which celebrity is attached to the blog.
Celebrities and luminaries.
Yeah.
What is a luminary?
I don't know.
It's a guy who can afford an elephant at his house.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Jesus Christ. I'm talking about fucking first world problems. People are coming up to Howie going, we can't find clean drinking water. Well, let me tell you, I hired an elephant. Fucked up the whole irrigation system. The infinity pool was for shit after that.
The infinity pool. I'm the only guy who lived in L.A. had an above ground pool in L.A.
No, like,
and then it deflated.
Talk about bringing Jersey to L.A.
I never thought about it, but the infinity pool's like, first there's the above ground pool, but we're like, no, we're two. That's so gauche, you know what I mean? We're going to put the pool in the ground, and then some douchebag went, let's do an infinity pool. Yeah, right. This will be even lower than a regular pool. This will be a pool that has no end to it. It just looks like it falls off into the distance.
I don't think an above ground pool was ever thought to be gauche. Nobody said
that. You may be right.
Yeah, my cousin Anthony never said, it's so gauche.
Yes. Who has an above-ground pool?
Anybody?
A luminary.
Not a luminary.
Has there ever been a video involving an above-ground pool where the fat guy jumped into it and everything just went as planned? That's the video that I'd like to see.
You know you're a white trash guy who got a lot of money if you have an indoor above-ground pool.
That's for sure. That's right. All right.
That's why you trash. You got a little cash.
Should we play a little blah, 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 Gary?
It's time for Blah, Blah, Blog, the game where we match the celebrity with their retarded online rant. Let's play.
All right. Should we do a little blah, blah, blog?
The reality is this. As an American, you're way more likely to be shot by a police officer or arrested on false charges than you are to be attacked by a terrorist or contract Ebola. And if you're black or brown, the chances increase exponentially. So it's good we're talking about issues that really affect us and not just distracted by the new standard fare that sells commercial advertising on the 24-hour news cycle.
Miley Cyrus.
Is it Al Franken?
That's a guy.
Adrian Grenier. Or Al Sharpton?
All right. Adrian Grenier. Who's the first one? Oh, he's got a. It's Dawson. It's not. You can yell it out if you got it. What is it?
Wiz Khalifa. Al Sharpton. What are our choices? Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, all right. So is it Wiz? By the way, what kind of name is Wiz?
A rapper name.
Yeah, but I said this about Common, really? Yeah. What are you going with? Queen Latifah? No, I'm going with Common. Jeez, that sounds like a generic detergent to me.
It's working for him.
I guess.
He came up with that name at 3 in the morning while taking a piss?
Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz.
All right, so Gary, you can shout it out or something. But Wiz and Adrian from...
It's either Franken or Sharpton, I think. Franken would say something like that.
Sharpton.
Is it Al Franken?
There it is.
Adrian Grenier? Or Al Sharpton?
Who the fuck is Adrian Grenier?
Adrian Grenier is the guy who stars in the successful series called Entourage on HBO where you played my part.
Oh! That's right, I was on an episode of that.
That was supposed to be my part.
Get the
fuck out of here.
No, I told you, James Baby Doll Dixon. He said to me one day, Entourage called a few months ago. I passed on some bullshit they wanted. I said, what do you mean? I like that show. Yeah, you're too busy. Your schedule's too busy. Anyway, Artie's doing it. And then 2 months later, I'm watching TV, and it's you.
I did. I got to make out with Leslie Bibb.
That could have been me.
Stamps.com, right?
Adrian, yeah.
Oh, he's the guy.
Well, Al Sharpton could just be the black red herring that they toss in here, you know what I mean, to try to get us to go that way.
Right.
Adrian is pretty blowhardy, like in the pound-for-pound department, you know what I mean?
He is. Yeah. I know nothing. I mean, I know who he is. I know nothing. I didn't even know he blogged.
I don't. All right. Let's venture a guess. Yeah. All right, and who was the first? Oh, Al Franken.
I'm going to go with the red herring. I'm going to say Al Sharpton.
Al Sharpton, all right. What do you think, Artie?
It's a little too grammatically correct to be Al Sharpton. No offense, that's a well-constructed sentence.
Just got to piss off the one brother in this whole fucking place.
Got a black guy eating linguine. I didn't get away with it.
It's a new record. It took you a whole 14 minutes. Who the fuck orders spaghetti at this place? You must love spaghetti. or did you bring your own spaghetti?
No Italians order spaghetti at Caroline's.
Let's go to a comedy club and get pasta.
Al Franken, I'm going to say.
Al Franken. All right, I'm going to Adrian Grenier.
The blog belongs to Adrian Grenier.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's outspoken. Wearables are in their infancy.
Hold on. Fire it up again, Gary. Sorry.
Wearables are in their infancy. 20 years from now, devices already on the market will look like they are from prehistoric times, both from a design and a functionality point of view. My mission is to up the game in wearables, to create devices that step up and deliver in terms of fashion, features, and functionality. Through success achieved via my music career and then venturing into consumer electronics, I have always carved out time for philanthropic activities at the same time. My message has not wavered. A good education is a gift, and that kids should take interest in science,
Andre,
technology,
shut the fuck up.
Mathematics, and engineering.
It's somebody who's not that busy.
Is it real life?
All right, here it is.
Who are they?
You're fucking Gary up back there.
Wearable.
All right, you can find. Tell me when you're ready, Gary. You can give me a thumbs up. I can see it. Can I say this? Wearables are.
Yeah, what's a wearable?
Like a watch that, like. Things
you can wear.
I think there's some technology. By the way, I'm from the generation that was blown away by underoos. You got Aquaman on your pajamas? Holy shit!
I'm from the generation that was blown in my underoos. Huh?
Sweet.
I'm from generation that would call this game I Don't Careable.
All right, here's the celebrities.
Is it Will I Am, Kanye West, or Dr. Dre?
I'm going to say Will I Am. It's Will I Am. He fancies himself an inventor.
That is a murderer's row of... I'll just leave it at that. Sorry, black guy.
You know, Dr. Dre is one W away from being Dr. Drew. I didn't realize. Man, I really could care fucking less about any of those people.
Oh, come on,
Who is Will I Am? He's in a group, right?
He's in the Black Eyed Peas.
I don't have all their albums.
With that Grenier guy.
Dr. Dre wouldn't waste his time saying that. He's busy with Jimmy Iovine getting blown by a pool and infinity. I'll go with Will I Am. And the inventor thing sounds right. You know?
So it's Dr. Dre, Will I Am, and the other...
Kanye.
Too obvious with Kanye, I think. And not enough Kanye... related conversation. Yeah. Kanye does not say more than three words without...
He's bringing back the velvet sweats.
It's not Kanye-centric enough for me. I'm going with Will I Am, too. Yeah. What are you going with, Howie?
I said Will
I
Am.
He said Will I Am.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're all going Will I Am.
The blog belongs to Will I Am.
Wow. Yeah. Who says we're out of touch with the black community?
or the horse community.
That's right. There's one thing we know on this stage. It's black folk, horses, and elephants. Now, wait a minute. Where are we at now? Oh, I'm ahead. It's two, and you guys are one.
And one and one, and you have two.
All right. We're going into the bonus rounds now. We don't really have bonus rounds. I just call it that. So. All right. Here we go.
Not too long ago, the main concern customers had about a fruit or vegetable was whether or not it was ripe. But over time, their questions about produce have grown increasingly sophisticated. Is this tomato local? Are these peaches organic? The 21st century customer knows more than ever about which farmers are good to the environment and good for the health of shoppers. But there's one thing that promo ads won't tell you. Whether farmers are good to their employees.
Is it
Bill Maher, Eva Longoria, or Alicia Silverstone?
Oh, man. Bill Maher, Eva Longoria, Alicia Silverstone.
Bill Maher, are you good to your employees?
It's Eva Longoria. Eva Longoria.
It's definitely because she's Mexican,
in
right?
The food business.
Right, yeah. Farmers, Max. They know who else gives a shit about farmers.
Yeah, she's keeping it real. She marries a fucking black guy who's from France who plays in the NBA. Yeah, Mavita Loca. All right. First off,
what do you care? Who cares if a tomato's local? What, am I asking a tomato for directions?
I don't care if the fucking cow. By the way, I don't give a shit where anything's from. The most expensive beef is the shit that's from Japan. How much further away could you get than that?
Is that sauce local on your linguine?
Was it sourced locally?
Well, I think the best tomato is the Jersey tomato.
Thank you.
I'm tired of the fucking stickers on everything. And everyone goes, well, just peel them off. But when you peel them off, it takes the skin with it.
Right.
And I do this thing. Well, I don't do this thing, but I tell my nanny to do this thing. Not my nanny, but I call her my nanny because I pay her. I tell
her.
And
fuck her.
If you don't go vaginally, it's not really cheating. That's what I've learned from the Bible. She.
Schwarzenegger missed by this much.
Yeah, if you're not careful, you end up with a Mexican who looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Nobody can bust dishes like
back,
that kid. He can hoist a full tray of bust plates above his head and mow a lawn at the same time, being propelled by nothing but a leaf blower. Oh, if Eva could hear this, she'd be so fucking pissed right now. All right, let's get out of these.
I'll be El Baco.
All right, now hold on a second. All right, they're not a listen. We're making this shit up. You know, he's not reading off a fucking teleprompter. All right, now, couple of things. So you say Eva.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I get back to the pets thing for just one second?
The pets?
Yeah, the horses and the elephants and all that
Those
kind
are
of
pets.
Stuff.
What if I say no?
I'm gonna
Why
just,
are you asking?
I'm going to soldier on anyway.
Okay.
I want to say this. They've bred a lot of different pets. You know, they have the ones that don't have dander
right.
for the people that have allergies and the one that don't have hair for the other pussies who don't feel like getting out of Swiffer every once in a while, whatever. How about somebody breeds a pet that doesn't shit?
Yeah.
Could you assholes get to work on that?
You can get a pet and a cork.
Yeah, that's right. That's it.
They don't last long, but you're not as attached when they pass away.
How about a wife that doesn't shit? That would be great.
All right. How Look, about a wife that claps while you're taking a shit? All right. She gets, my nanny gets the juicer out. And she puts the carrots and the celery and the apples and everything in there, and she makes me my compote, and I drink it up in the morning before I leave the house.
Right.
The other day, I was chugging out of the shit, and I spit out a label. The fucking label has been juiced.
Wow.
Yeah, and everyone says to me all the time, they go, hey, the label, it's not bad.
And it they wasn't just... even a label from fruit. It was a thing from a pillow.
Yeah, it's a do not remove.
Right.
She's a witch. No, they do that thing all the time, and they go, oh, listen, you can eat it. It's paper. It's recyclable. Just put on there with like some sort of vegetable adhesive or something. It's okay to eat it. And I go, Yeah, listen, dickhead. It's okay for you to fucking eat the cigarette butt when you're done smoking it. You'll live, but would you fucking want to? All right. Eva Longoria?
Yeah, she, the Mexican thing is definitely makes it her. Absolutely.
Yeah, she's a fan. Eva Longoria?
That's what I've said.
Okay, I'm sorry. Don't get condescending. I've had a fucking beer, all right? Don't judge. Now, the other one, who was put up there? Who was our...
Bill Maher.
Alicia
Silverstone and Bill Maher.
Ooh, Alicia.
Alicia Silverstone hasn't said something in 10 years.
Yeah,
but she's working the fields.
I'm going Alicia Silverstone just because I'm going on a fucking... Yeah.
The blog belongs to Eva Longoria.
Fuck!
We caught up. It's a tie.
These Mexicans never stop fucking me.
Yeah. Two up. Let's call it a game.
It's
Let's
all
call it a blog.
Up. Now, the winner, we'll all pick a different one on this one, and we'll announce a winner.
Oh, that's good for the last guy.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Artie.
Just trying to make the game fair.
All right, I know. It's been 9 minutes since you've talked about whoring. It's such a family audience here tonight.
What a fucked up family.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gary. We got one more? Let's do the tiebreaker.
Our oceans face tremendous threats, many of which are just beginning to surface as the first hints of climate change take hold. Ocean acidification is putting sea creatures like sea stars in mortal danger. Warming seas may shift migration patterns for fish and other wildlife, and sea level rise will test humanity's engineering acumen as the ocean begins to press into our coastal cities, towns, and infrastructure. And our coastline infuses billions of tourism, hospitality, fishing, and other dollars into our local economies. Putting an end to the possibility of new offshore drilling will have a negligible impact on the price at the pump.
The Gordon's
but will
fishermen.
Safeguard these vital coastal jobs.
I don't even
jobs.
Want to know who this is.
Is it director J.J. Abrams?
Jim J. who?
Ted Danson.
Abrams. Yeah,
or
J.
Hank
Bullock.
Azaria.
You assholes talk over every fucking time. You go, who? Right as they say the name of the guy.
Play it back.
I'm trying to crowbar a joke into the 10-minute blog.
Play it back. Hank Azaria. J.J. Abrams.
Play back the names so that we can hear them.
He can't.
No, if you say them when we're talking, we're not going to be able to hear them. So when we say so, yell the names out, and that way we could choose the name.
J.J.
And I'll make sure that Artie doesn't speak up either, so we can have them clearly, and then we'll be able to discern which one it is.
Hank is.
Otherwise, this name is not going to turn out the way it's supposed to.
I feel like Heidi Klum.
You don't look like her. What does Heidi Klum do, by the way?
On our show
just
or in,
in general.
You know, she just got her... She makes billions of dollars. They put her name on absolutely... You know, she now she was just telling me she has Heidi Klum intimates, and she's going to get me a pair of... For me. She
intimates?
Makes, well, I think that's underpants. I think it's like a wearable. Will, I am wearing them now. Yeah, she's got her name on New Balance shoes. She's got her name on children's wear.
I would like to coach up America by saying this.
Yeah.
When super hot model comes out with either a fragrance or a line of underpants, your old shitty wife does not resemble them at all once they apply the perfume or the shitty underpants. Now, if you then... resembled that person once you slathered on enough of their shitty perfume.
Have a business, yeah.
That's a business.
Yeah, that's a business.
You just smelling like someone I'd rather fuck. Tell her perfume should be called Someone I'd Rather Fuck by Heidi Klum. It'll come with
sense,
a mask.
Speaking of scents, I'm not going to... I'll just tell you.
But
we spend hours in a limo doing these pre-interviews.
Right.
So I'm sitting in with Heidi, and I swear to God,
her pussy.
No. Move about an inch and a half back. She farted. I think she farted. Now Heidi,
what does seal's cock smell like?
funny.
Touché.
No, but here's the thing.
A roll of nickels came out. Right?
She never stopped making money. I'm a German. I'm being gassed.
You're being
gassed.
Like the Holocaust. Limos made by Krupps.
We just had two Heidi Klum fart jokes right in a row. Yours was better. It's more political.
I like
mine was
shocked.
Historical, and yours was pop culture.
Yeah. You're a nice guy, Al.
All right. Who? Heidi Klum.
JJ. Who are the names? What are the names? Because we forgot them now.
Hank Azaria. Okay. JJ
Just
Abrams.
Talk. Oh, that's funny.
Or Ted Danson.
Ted Danson. I've worked with Ted Danson, and Ted Danson is part of that. What is the name of the? He's
douchebags.
No,
the Illuminati.
He works for the ocean. He's working for the.
Oh,
starfish.
That's a good inside info. There
yeah.
No, he's got.
By
a big,
the way,
what?
Starfish's quality of life is not impacting me and my family.
You don't realize how much it is. That's the point. You think they're under the sea. You don't know how much of your life is different because of what has happened to starfish today.
How is that guy's life different?
I've never even seen a starfish move. I don't know. It's the one animal that nobody can tell for certain is dead or alive. I feel with porpoises and things like that, you got a pretty good idea. Goldfish, hamsters, shit like that. You got a pretty good idea if it's dead or alive.
Right. Well, that's
starfish, you can't even tell. Which
and you don't care.
You that's don't his care. Point. That's my point.
But that's his point. They used to be flourishing and shining and movement. Now they're all stiff and prickly. They can't even move. They are so fucked up, and it's our fault. It's
well, listen, maybe we should thin out the ocean a little. I mean, every fucking time a lesbian tries to swim from Cuba, she's attacked by a man of war. You know what I mean? Maybe we should thin the herd out a little bit.
Yeah, well, the only people who make it are Yankee relief pitchers. And we need more of them.
All right, so you got Ted. All right. Artie, who would you like?
I don't know what the fuck I can. J.J. Abrams, he's shot shit in the ocean probably with the Star Trek.
I love your thinking.
Yeah. I'm trying to make the game. I got to pick somebody different. I agree with him, but now I got to make the fucking game. Like,
oh, don't hybrid. Hedge. Don't hedge. Nah, who's the third?
I'm hedging my bet with J.J. Abrams.
Hank is
Hank. I'm going with Hank because I have a strong feeling.
You know, this is a fucked up game because you're just trying to make a better game by picking shit you don't believe.
Exactly.
That's not a better game. Exactly. Even if I win,
yes,
it doesn't mean I won anything because you didn't choose what you thought.
You've won our respect.
Can't a game, a good game, end in a tie? Do you really think it was hanging
out? No. Tie's like fucking your sister.
Nobody.
You really think?
Nobody who's listening to this podcast now is going, oh, they had a great fucking game last night.
All right, listen. I didn't bring
you really
it
right
think-
down to the wire and then.
You really think the voice of Abu on The Simpsons said that?
I didn't come up here to be attacked.
No, but this is not making the game good because the game would be good if you really were truly choosing who you believe.
I believe it's the one you said.
Ted Danson.
Yeah. Because of what you said.
All right, fuck all you. I'm going with Ted Danson too.
Right.
That's right.
Well, so it's a tie. Up. Now.
We don't know.
If it's not Ted Danson,
let's
then
go
it's
the,
a tie.
We go to
and if
death.
It is Ted Danson... It's a tie. There's no fucking drama. This game sucks.
No, you better fucking. You better hope it's not Hank fucking Azaria. You better pray, little man.
Games. It's a fucked up game. It's not a good game.
All right.
It's not even fun in person. Can you imagine listening to this right now?
I think anyone in the room who goes home with one of these is a winner.
He's holding
a flyer
up
with
a
my
leaflet.
Picture
you
on
have leaflets.
It. Yeah, it's black and white. All right. Go. Let's get this over with, Gary.
The blog belongs to. Ted Danson.
Yeah! I knew it! Howie's got the inside shit!
Until next time,
he's
keep your fingers on your keyboards and your heads up your asses so we can play another round of Blah Blah Blah.
We're all winners. No, that was...
No, good.
Okay,
I don't
all right.
Like, I don't like the game.
Really?
No.
No,
I didn't
but,
like
no,
it.
But you see, Howie knows
and
the
I,
inside
and I thought I played it well, and I did well in it, I've never done so well in a game that I hate.
It was fun. Is this because there wasn't a cunt holding a briefcase? That you couldn't fucking plow in your dressing room? Is that why you don't like it, Mr. Mandel?
On behalf of all the girls of Deal or No Deal, or No Deal, they do not want to be referred to as cunts.
It's my mic.
They are twats.
Then it's No Deal.
How many of them?
No Deal.
How many of them have taken an offer from the Sultan of Brunei to swing on by? I've won number 13.
I got my price. All
right, well, Artie, but you would do it, right? If the Sultan told you to come on by?
Everybody's got a price.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody got a price.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
From that clip from 2015, live from New York, thank you to Randy from Omaha, Nebraska. For
hilarious blah, blah, blog in that one.
Of course. All right. We have one more clip for everybody. This one, man, this one means a lot for me. This is back in 2012 when Ben Folds was supposed to come into the show, and I brought my piano into because we wanted him to play along. Whenever he came into the show, we'd always had him play along to songs or just perform whatever. He's a virtuoso at the piano and singing, so we definitely want to have him on. And I remember we had to do a sound check, so Ben wasn't. We haven't heard from Ben yet, but we came in early to get the keyboard set up. And Dawson was giving a sound check, and I just started playing Brick because I just knew the intro, and Dawson started laughing like, yeah, of course I'm going to sound check with a Ben Folds song. And then we find out later Ben Folds had food poisoning, couldn't make it, and Adam heard me playing Brick, and he just says, just stay in studio, and we'll have some fun with that. And it was a weird thing, because I've never really been on air. Like, maybe I've chimed in once when he's asked me a question, like one word answers. This is the first time where I was just in studio. Probably the ultimate precursor to the trending topic segment I do now. But it was really fun. I was insanely nervous, and let's take a listen to that.
For May 2012, what a weird cast of characters all in the studio. Chris filling in for Ben Folds, playing probably my favorite riff in all of the beginning of 90s pop music, the opening to Brick. One of the funniest segments I've ever heard, and what probably made me fall in love with Chris as an on-air cast member. Check it out, everybody.
I am Adam Carolla. That is Allison Rosen.
Hello, Adam Carolla.
And Bald Brian.
How about you leave the joking to Adam?
And Teresa Strasser.
Hey, Adam.
And Ben Folds joining us in studio.
No.
Yeah, Ben got some kind of food poisoning, couldn't make it in, and we'd set up the keyboards and done all this work. It was like, we're fucking having keyboards in this. So Chris Maxpata is sitting there. He's on top of the keyboards.
Pleasure to meet you, Adam.
Good to see you, brother.
That was really good.
And he can play a few things.
That's all I know, actually, but we'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is a little expectation when it's like, let's get the Asian and throw him in front of the Irish and let him go to town.
Do you feel the pressure of that?
Mm-hmm.
I do. I'm terrified.
What can't you guys use ivory for? Do you know what I mean? You ever think about that as an Asian? I mean, you can get a boner. You can play beautiful music.
You can make an abacus.
There's so much. I feel like you guys use
it's
the elephant
buffalo.
Like we use the buffalo. Like our American Indians use the buffalo. Right. Mm-hmm. Every part of the elephant.
Now, from whence do your people hail?
What
country?
What hellhole are you from, son?
Well, I was born here, but I'm Filipino.
Oh, I knew it. Troublemaker.
I was born here.
Chris traveled this land in a school bus that had been hollowed out for homoeroticism, right?
Yeah.
How did that go, and how old were you?
I was 19 or 20. And
could you play the piano while you talk, please?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was 19 or 20.
Uh-huh.
And some friends of mine wanted to go on a road trip. So we saw a school bus and decided to buy it.
How about leaving the jokes to Adam?
Well, nothing's funny so far. So how does my mic sound okay, Dawson? Why does it always sound weird to me? So you guys all bought a school bus, like old school Laidlaw style, like how many seater?
It was like a medium bus. Like not everyone. It's not a short bus, but not one of those big ones either.
Right.
It's right in between.
Mm-hmm.
There's 16 of us. We gutted the whole thing, and just put carpets and bean bags.
Mm-hmm.
And then we took it across the country. Mm-hmm. And the worst part was it maxed out at like 35, 40 miles mm-hmm. an hour because of the governor.
You made a rapist van out of a school bus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there were windows.
What was the gender mix?
It was 16 guys. And zero girls.
I told you it was gay. They put in a jizz scupper so it wouldn't overflow. So, and then you guys just set sail for where?
We did the perimeter. So we went from here down to like the south, like Miami,
mm-hmm.
just through the whole south up to New York, and then through the top through Seattle. So we didn't really do that.
And how long did it take?
A little over a month.
It's kind of like one of those Visa commercials, you know, where that's like, oh, me and my buddies, except for there's never any drugs or booze or chicks or anything involved.
We tried to get it sponsored. We actually, MTV was going to pimp our bus out,
mm-hmm.
but contrary to what the show looks like, it actually takes like 9 to 10 months to pimp a car out.
Right.
So we couldn't do it because we wanted to be able to do it in the summer.
You guys just slept in the bus.
Yeah. Two people would drive. We'd sleep throughout the night.
What would you do for money, or did everyone just save up?
We saved. So, but the bus is about we each paid like $200 for it, and it was pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And then we registered it as an RV,
mm-hmm.
and then we just paid for gas. But then the sweet part was in Seattle, someone hit us, someone crashed into us and knocked us into a ditch,
mm-hmm.
and totaled our bus. No one got hurt. But,
well, you've pointed out, Adam, that nothing is safer than a school bus because we care about our kids.
That's right. No seatbelts, no headrests, no nothing.
No one got hurt. It was funny because we were just coming back from Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And we
all 16 of you.
Yeah.
we were all just drinking our milkshakes and eating our ice cream.
You're the guys I get behind in the drive-thru when I'm just fucking getting a Diet Coke. And it's like, oh, fuck. The guy keeps still ordering. Bus. How many people are in that bus?
Now, I picture you having 8 milkshakes and each of you drinking one, you know, out of 2 straws per milkshake.
Mm.
No, but that would have saved us some money. We didn't think of that.
So you get hit, and is the bus totaled?
Yeah, it's totaled. It causes huge traffic jam. We make front page paper in a Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
And
gay hippies
so
block
humble.
Traffic.
Sorry. We even like went to the liquor store and bought all the papers, and people were actually mad at us because we caused this huge traffic jam.
Right.
But the insurance company, I guess it looks really bad when someone hits a school bus, so they paid us a lot of money. So actually the trip was pretty much free.
Wow.
At the end of it, yeah.
And that was the end. That was the last leg.
Yeah, and then we just flew home from there. They paid for our flights, and we just flew home.
And were your parents cool with this?
Yeah, totally cool with it.
That means they don't like you. See, because your parents are, you know, there's certain things they can be cool with, and then there's other get the fuck out of the house things. I think they're not supposed to be cool with this. I'm trying to think. Would anybody?
Think about it, though. Just guys. Historical, seen the country, school bus.
Yeah.
There's a lot to repel
from.
We were
pretty young, too. We weren't old enough to, like going to bars or anything like that.
Okay.
So. Did you take away life lessons, like eat, pray, love style?
Yeah, absolutely. We got a little appetizer of each city. We stayed, in each city for, a day or two, so.
Mm-hmm. And always sleeping on the bus?
Yeah. Well, not always. Sometimes we slept in people's houses.
Could you play a little piano when you talk?
Sometimes we slept in people's houses.
Like people you knew along the way, like the guy's got an uncle out in Chicago.
In Lowell, Massachusetts, our bus broke down and these guys came up to us and were like, oh, where are you from? And we said, oh, we're from Orange County.
This is the spoken word
and this
part
was,
of the song.
Mm-hmm. This was
he said play.
Said play.
How many times?
Yeah.
This is during the show that when the show The OC was on. So like, oh, you're from The OC. Like,
oh yeah,
just like the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they called their wives and like, you would not believe who's here right now. They're from Orange County, and they threw a party for us. And
but they're ethnic.
And then one of the guys at the party was like, he worked on buses, so he fixed our bus for us.
See, I always used to answer, where are you from? Jellystone Park. Wow, Yogi and Boo Boo are from that. I know him well. Would you like me to pass along anything before I head back? Talk to Mr. Ranger for you if you like. Oh, come on in. This is awesome.
You would do that for me?
Absolutely. All right. I have much to share. And, oh, boy. I got a million things. Something to do with the book. Something to do with the kids. A million one things. We'll get Ben Folds back in here real soon. Chris, you can tinkle away. How about a little Father's Day music? I want to talk Man Great here for a second. 100% cast iron. 100%
Chris Father's Day music.
100% made in America. Steakhouse quality grilling right in your own backyard. No flare-ups. No more dry meat. Guaranteed. $20. I mean, this thing is just a bad mamma jamma. It's like an engine block worth of iron for $20. There has to be more than $20 worth of Detroit iron in that thing.
I got this for my husband one Father's Day, and he uses it.
That clip from 2012. You know what else is fun about that was I was only supposed to just play the intro, maybe stick around for a couple minutes and leave. And Adam, let me say, like the whole show, even after the break, I thought, okay, see you guys. And he says, whoa, where are you going? You're staying. That was wild to me. I got a really great response from the listeners. And it was the first time we all discussed Adam's gouging the elderly joke from the back of Not Talking About Material.
Still so, comes up all the time.
Yeah.
And never was a thing for me. It always made perfect sense. It's like, yeah, that's the joke. It's pretty simple.
You know what? I also thought it was interesting that he kind of told me it was like a test to see if maybe we could do that more often. I obviously failed because I don't think we've done that since. But.
I don't think he thought of it again. So I think if he was reminded of this, he would do it. It's one of those things. Like back in the radio show days, they promised to do a flashback episode, like in character, as if it was like 1987.
Oh, that's great.
And they were just going to pick a day and just go with it and hunt the top 40. Everything was going to be that. And they're like, nah, you know, it's going to take a lot of research, so we're going to get back to you on this one. We're going to do it. And then it just never came. And it's not, I don't think it's because everybody wanted to screw everybody over. I think it was just a matter of, oh, yeah, it was a great idea, and nobody sat on that idea enough and just kind of backburnered.
I want to do that now.
I know.
I'm thinking. All right. Well, anyway, just tweet Adam. Say, hey, get Chris to bring the keyboard in. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, fake Ben Folds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And thank you, Ben Folds. It was an honor being able to fill in for you. I still use that. I'll put that on my resume any day that I filled in for Ben Folds on keys. All right.
Love it.
So that'll do it for today's episode of Corolla Classics. But stick around for tomorrow. We release a Sunday episode. Just subscribe to the Corolla Classics feed, and we will see you there. My name is Chris Loxamana. That's Superfan Giovanni.
Mahalo, and get it on.
Today's episode is brought to you by Geico, because Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? And we all know the answer. Of course you would. After all, who doesn't love a great deal, right? And when it comes to great rates on insurance for all the things in your life, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with the homeowner's, condo, or renter's coverage. You could save even more with a special discount when you bundle your coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. And choosing to switch to Geico becomes an easy choice. In fact, how easy is it, Gio?
Well, Chris, it's Geico easy.
It certainly is. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote or contact your local agent and get started seeing how much you could save.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll be inviting everyone over. From barbecues to girls' night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy, the way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.